Sport on RTE Radio 1.
Des Cahill is here. There's a lot happening. It's all happening, isn't it? In the Aviva and Marley and Croker.
Exactly, Croker. I was making that point earlier. There's actually more people going to be in Croke Park on Saturday than at Taylor Swift. That's the anticipated figures. The All-Ireland football quarterfinals are on. There's a doubleheader each day. And there's 60,000 expected for Saturday, which is Armagh, Roscommon and Dublin Galway. And another 45,000 on Sunday for Donegal, Louth and Kerry Derry.
Big numbers.
I was saying, yeah, they're not getting paid now. I was saying, which gives them all the more credit to them for that. But also big crowds tonight because the Euros is on a lengthy two-day break and the League of Ireland comes back in the spotlight tonight. So Shelburne, the leaders, they're playing Galway at Talca Park with the Shells manager Damien Duff warning his players not to lose focus because of an upcoming European tie. Second place, Derry City entertain Drogheda and Shamrock Rovers head for the showgrounds to play Sligo. Dundalk meet Waterford and another big crowd guaranteed at Richmond Park where St Pat's take on Bohemians. The First Division leaders Cork City are home to Bray. Now, in golf, Padraig Harrington has had an excellent start in the US Seniors Open. An opening round of 66, 4 under par, 3 behind the leaders Richard Green and Hiroyuki Fujihata. Darren Clark finished on 1 under par and Jody Flanagan, the amateur from Milltown Golf Club, is 7 over. In cricket, India thrashed England by 68 runs in the T20 World Cup semi-final in Guyana, while in darts, the Republic of Ireland made a winning start at the World Cup in Frankfurt, beating Lithuania 4-2 in their opening game. Now, one of sport's most gruelling events, one that I enjoy following, is the Tour de France. It gets underway this weekend and there's a good Irish presence. Looking ahead to the race is Shane Stokes.
Sam Bennett will make a long-awaited return to the Tour de France when it starts in Italy on Saturday and is hoping to get back to his best form in the event. The Carrick and Shure rider won 2 stages plus the coveted green jersey back in 2020, marking the best Irish performance in many years. But he has missed out since through a combination of injury, illness and non-selection. Bennett moved to the French Decathlon AG2R Le Mondial squad over the winter and is an undisputed leader there, working hard with Irish coach Stephen Barrett to return to form. A cluster of stage wins plus the overall victory in the 4 days of Dunkirk in May confirmed he's on the right track. He will begin the tour aiming to take at least one of the 8 anticipated sprint stages in the race. Also chasing a stage victory is fellow Irishman Ben Healy, who is making his tour debut as part of the EF Education Easy Post squad. Healy took a stage win in last year's Giro d'Italia and could do likewise in the Tour. Irish aside, the big drama will be about whether or not Tadej Pogačar can follow up his staggering 10-minute win in the Giro d'Italia with victory in the Tour. The Slovenian is aiming to become the first rider to take both races in the same season since Marco Pantani way back in 1998. Defending champion Jonas Vingegaard beat Pogačar in the past 2 editions of the Tour, but the Danish rider's preparation has been compromised by a high-speed crash in Spain in April. So too that of the other 2 big challengers, the Slovenian Primoz Roglic and the young Belgian Remco Evenepoel. That makes Pogačar the clear favourite, although he confirmed on Thursday he had a recent mild case of COVID-19. Look for an early indication of those riders' form in the tough 2 opening stages in Italy this weekend.
Thanks for that, Shane. Now in athletics, the European champion Kieran McGeehan will miss out on this weekend's 123.ie National Senior Track and Field Championships, but the other stars will be at Morton Stadium. Looking ahead to the action, Greg Allen.
There's such an abundance of different storylines this weekend ahead of Olympic selection scenarios, but if there is one downer, it's the slightly concerning decision of Kieran McGeehan not to run this weekend, a choice that she's had to make after admitting to feeling fatigue following the brilliant high of her European 1500 metres gold medal just 3 weeks ago. But just about everyone else who will be on the plane to Paris in a few weeks' time will be at Morton Stadium, including Rashida Adeleke, who will be dropping down to the 100 metres this weekend and likely facing last year's champion Sarah Lavin, and both could well break Lavin's existing 11.27 second Irish record mark. And speaking of marks, but of a very different kind, what is Mark English going to do this weekend? The Donegal doctor is somewhat intriguingly entered in the 400 metres as well as in his specialist 800, so could he be eyeing a selection berth for the mixed relay in a men's 400 metres, which promises to be something of a relay trial? The men's 1500 could be an almighty dust up in the home straight with Olympic bound Andrew Cosgrove up against three possible Paris-bound rivals, Luke McCann, Cathal Doyle and maybe Nick Griggs. Thomas Barr needs a quick 400 metres hurdles victory to likely nail down Olympic selection. Already Paris qualified Sarah Healy, Sophie O'Sullivan, Brian Fay and Charlene Maudsley are in action. Maudsley and Phil Healy possibly going head-to-head in the 200 metres, while sensational young field event talents Elizabeth Ndudi and Nicola Tuthill will have last shots at Olympic qualification. In all, it's a heady mix of talent in depth on show like probably never before in the century and a half history of Irish national championships.
And there'll be live coverage on RT television on Sunday lunchtime from Morton Stadium. Now in racing, Epsom Derby runner-up Ambient Friendly will bid to go one better in the Dubai duty-free Irish Derby at the Curragh on Sunday. Ambient Friendly is one of three English horses who line up for the race. He'll be ridden by 49-year-old jockey Rab Havlin, who'll be chasing his first classic success. And Havlin thinks the Curragh will suit his mount.
I think so, and especially the way he's come out of the Epsom race. Like, he seems to have come out of the Epsom race even more relaxed than he went into it. He's grown up the whole time, and each race he's had has been a progression afterwards and not a regression. And he's learned something and taken something from it. So he nearly over-raced a tad up the hill at Epsom, but helped him get a good position. But I was mindful of that coming down the hill, that his stamina wasn't going to run out. And he stayed well, you know, but the winner just stayed that much better.
And the Derby Festival gets underway this evening with the first race at 5 o'clock.